Throughout the 1980s, a strange phenomenon was sweeping North America.
They were in a panic. And like people in a panic, they want solutions.
Allegations of underground satanic cults, torturing and terrorizing children. The thing is, there were no satanic cults preying on children. And nearly 30 years later, the people touched by it all are still picking up the pieces.
This isn't a work of fiction. This is a work of history.
Satanic Panic, available now.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hey, I'm Elamine Abdul-Mahmoud, and I'm here to let you know that Party Lines is proroguing. Rosemary Barton and I are taking a short summer break, and we'll be back before Parliament officially returns in September. You know, in any other summer, we'd probably find, like, I don't know, a natural pause in political news. Maybe try to line up a vacation when the politicians are going on one. But you know what? It's 2020, and 2020 don't stop. And the political stories just don't stop. They never stop, never stopping. So while Rosie and I are taking a short break, there are still a ton of political stories that we'll be keeping an eye on. For example, there's the We Charity controversy.
This isn't about just a simple recusal, Mr. Speaker. Here we have an organization that has paid cash to the Prime Minister's family.
There's the Conservative leadership race.
It's time for a true blue Conservative who can win the next election.
We need a leader who attacks liberals, not conservatives.
And there's also how the country will continue managing this reopening during the pandemic.
We've now succeeded in flattening the curve, but that success is fragile.
Party Lines will for sure be back at the end of the summer to catch you up on all of it and look ahead to what's coming up on the political agenda this fall. But one last thing before we go. That is a sound that is actually worrying some health officials and politicians this week because it sounds like a big indoor party, which Ontario Premier Doug Ford does not want you to go to.
Just hold off on these parties. I don't know why everyone wants to party so badly, but enough.
In Ontario, Alberta, and BC, those provinces are seeing an uptick in COVID cases, especially among younger people. There are concerns that those cases could be traced back to bars or house parties.
Party Lines does not condone house parties.
That is correct. Thank you. That's Party Lines producer Emma Godmere. Hi, Emma.
How's it going, Elamine?
I'm wonderful, thank you. That sound of glasses clinking is not a sound we should be replicating.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? It is a sound that tells us that it's time for last call here on this podcast.
Yeah, we heard from a bunch of people last week when we asked, does the We Charity controversy affect your view of the Trudeau government?
Emma, you are the voice of the people. Please tell us some of the responses. What did the people have to say?
Well, one person literally wrote, "I'm not angry, just disappointed." And it seems like that feeling was reflected across more responses, too. Another person wrote in, "For someone who campaigned on a platform of change and moving forward, he hasn't developed much self-awareness."
I'm also not angry, just disappointed at everyone 39 and younger who are causing the uptick in COVID cases. This tweet also stood out to me about the We controversy. We brought this up in the podcast, too. It said, quote, "It seems like a lack of good judgment. And so if there aren't enough people in the PMO to speak up, what does that mean for the future?"
Mm-hmm. There was some support for the Prime Minister, too, that we saw on Twitter. One person wrote in, "This nonsense does not negate the good work that the PM and his team have done during the pandemic. They have been working very hard to keep Canadians safe and ensuring we have enough to eat, thanks to the CERB, or the Canada Emergency Response Benefit."
Thank you, Emma.
You bet.
Well, this week, instead of a formal last call question, we'd love to hear what stories you guys are going to keep following over these next few weeks. What's keeping you tuned into the news? What do you think will be taking over the headlines in September? Tweet us using the hashtag #PartyLines. And we'll be back to follow up at the end of the summer. Till then, I'm Elamine Abdul-Mahmoud, Chief Vacation Officer and Editor of News Curation for BuzzFeed News. Rosie and I will be back to see you soon in the fall.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.